Hello, and welcome to Season 5 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm Canadian tenor Josh Lovell, and I'm excited to make my Atlanta Opera debut performing Jupiter in the upcoming performances of Handel's Semele. This week, I'm your host for an operatic saga of gods, mortals, and a love triangle bursting with desire, envy, and epic consequences. A fun fact for me is that I've been connected to this role of Jupiter ever since I started studying music. One of the well-known arias from this opera is called Where Ere You Walk, and it is in fact the first aria that I ever learned. I then used this aria for all of my auditions for my bachelor programs, and I ended up studying with a tenor named Benjamin Butterfield. He was an expert at this role, and through the years we continued to work on this aria, and as my technique and my voice grew, I always came back to this role. So when I was finally offered the opportunity to perform Jupiter here at Atlanta, I was extremely excited. Now let's dive into the plot. In ancient Thebes, King Cadmus arranged a perfect match. His daughter Semele is set to marry the noble Athamas. A temple has been raised in honor of the goddess Juno, and sacred flames signal divine approval. But Semele harbors a secret. She's fallen in love with Jupiter, king of the gods, and dreads this marriage. As the ceremony begins, she pleads silently for Jupiter to save her. Thunder cracks across the sky, the flames on the altar go out, and the wedding is over. Then, Semele vanishes, spirited away by Jupiter himself. Back in the temple, panic spreads. Only Athamas and Semele's sister Ino remain. When Cadmus returns, he brings news no one expected. Semele has been taken to the realm of the gods. Far from the world of mortals, Semele wakes in a divine palace built by Jupiter and guarded by giants that never sleep. Jupiter comes to her in human form and promises his eternal devotion. Despite receiving all of his love and affection, Semele is still mortal and feels anxious and dissatisfied with her position. To bring her comfort, Jupiter transforms the palace into an eternal garden and summons her sister Ino to keep her company. The sisters are overjoyed. Still, Semele isn't satisfied. She yearns for immortality. Meanwhile, Juno, furious and jealous, hatches a plan. She bribes Somnus, god of sleep, for his help and steals his magic. Then, disguised as Ino, Juno visits Semele. She remarks upon Semele's beauty and how she must have already become a goddess. In doing so, she manipulates Semele and her strong desire to become immortal. "If Jupiter truly loves you," Ino says, "make him swear an oath to grant your deepest wish, then ask him to appear in his true form." Semele agrees without hesitation. When Jupiter returns, Semele makes her demand. He begs her to choose something else, but she insists. Bound by his divine promise, he reveals himself. A fiery storm erupts. Lightning fills the air. Jupiter appears not as a man, but as a god in his full, blinding glory. Semele realizes her mistake, but it's too late. She is consumed by fire. Ino returns to Earth with the terrible news, but Jupiter has one final revelation. From Semele's ashes, her unborn child has survived. His name is Bacchus, god of wine and ecstasy, a new divine force born from passion and sorrow. All rejoice in this fortunate outcome born from tragedy. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera Podcast, Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning about Semele, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.